Radio Prague News.
Prague's chief prosecutor says a judge accused of corruption shouldn't have those charges dropped under a presidential amnesty. These Civic Democrats have put forward a list of priorities ahead of talks on revising a coalition deal with Topo 9 and Lib Dem. And police say suspicious orders for IT equipment placed by the state-owned forestry company caused the state 350 million crowns in damages. A Czech judge accused of corruption should not have those charges dropped under a presidential amnesty, according to Prague's chief prosecutor Lenka Bardáčová, the newspaper Pravo reported. Ústí nad Labem bankruptcy judge Jiří Berka was cleared under a section of the amnesty that halts prosecutions in cases running for over 8 years, for which the maximum term is 10 years. The prosecutor says as Judge Berka's alleged crime was committed as part of a criminal conspiracy, the maximum term would have been increased by one-third, making him ineligible for the controversial amnesty announced by President Václav Klaus on New Year's Day. An official from the Prague Chief Prosecutor's Office has filed a complaint against the halting of the case. The largest party in the government, the Civic Democrats, have put forward a list of 10 priorities ahead of talks on revising a coalition agreement with partners Topo 9 and Lib Dem. Many of the demands concern ideas to foster growth in the Czech economy. One of the Civic Democrats' two negotiators, Transport Minister Zbigniew Stanjura, said the party was putting an emphasis on slimming down elements of the civil service and merging different agencies. Representatives of the three parties are expected to meet on Tuesday and Thursday this week. Police say suspicious orders for IT equipment placed by the state-owned forestry company Lesy České republiky caused the state some 350 million crowns in damages. Anti-corruption police on Monday carried out searches related to the case in three places in Prague and Hradec Králové, but no charges have yet been made, a spokesperson said. Lesy České republiky administers 1.3 million hectares of land and owns about half the forests in the country. Hotel Praha in Prague 6 is due to be knocked down to make way for luxury apartments, the news website ihned.cz reported. The company that has bought the five-star facility, Maraflex, said the hotel had been constructed in such a grand style under the communist regime that it wasn't economically viable to run it today. Its employees have already been let go. The hotel is where the Czech national soccer team usually stay when they're in the city. The veteran Czech film director Jiří Menzel has just completed work on his latest film. The picture, which will reach Czech cinemas at the end of May, is named Don Shiny, which means Don Giovanni's. It's about a group in a small town putting on a production of the opera. Menzel's previous credits include the Oscar-winning Closely Observed Trains and I Served the King of England. The Czech men's tennis number one, Tomáš Berdych, has again failed to reach the semi-finals of the Australian Open. After losing 1-6, 6-4, 1-6, 4-6 to world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia in Melbourne on Tuesday. It was the third time in a row that Berdych was knocked out in the last eight stage of the year's first Grand Slam tournament. Now a quick look at the weather. It should remain cloudy with some snow in places over the next couple of days. Temperatures are expected to reach up to -2 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.